Hello.
Hello, good evening. Hello, good evening. This is Verenta.
Speaking.
Hi, ma'am. This is Mary. I am calling from National Opinion Surveys. I am not selling anything, okay? I'm just conducting an opinion survey, and I would like to ask you a few questions about issues facing your community and the nation. So let me ask you, does anyone in your household work for a news media outlet, including print, radio, internet, or television?
No.
Okay. Thank you very much. Let me ask you, are you 18 or older and registered to vote in Ohio?
Yes.
Okay, thank you very much. What is your age?
My age, I'm 57.
Thank you, ma'am. Now, let me ask you, what are the chances you will vote in the November general election for president, U.S. Senate, U.S. Congress, and other offices? Are you
starting
to vote?
I will vote. Yes.
Okay, so you say, thank you very much. And you said that you're 57, right?
Mm-hmm.
Thank you. Now, let me ask you, what racial or ethnic group best describes you?
What racial? Black American.
Are you... Okay, thank you very much. I want you to please rate your level of motivation for voting in this year's election for president, U.S. Senate, U.S. Congress, and other offices on scale from 0 to 10. Where 0 means you are not at all motivated to vote this year, and 10 means you are extremely motivated to vote.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you. Now, I'm just going to read to you a list of elected officials. After I read each one, I want you to please tell me if you approve or disapprove of their job. Marcy Kaptur as Congresswoman.
Approve.
And will you say that you strongly approve or somewhat approve?
Strongly approve.
Okay. Donald Trump as former president?
Strongly disapprove.
Thank you very much. Joe Biden as president?
Approve. Strongly approve.
Thank you, ma'am. Sherrod Brown as senator?
Approve.
Okay. Will you say that you strongly approve or somewhat approve?
Somewhat approved.
Thank you very much. Now I'm going to read to you a list of public figures and institutions. After I read each one, please tell me if you have a favorable or unfavorable impression. If you have not heard of that person or institution or aren't familiar with them, just tell me that, no problem. So Joe Biden?
Familiar with him.
Okay, you say that you have a favorable or unfavorable opinion.
Favorable.
Very favorable or somewhat favorable?
Very favorable.
Okay. Republicans in Congress?
Somewhat favorable.
Thank you very much. Marcy Kaptur, will you say favorable or unfavorable?
Favorable.
Very or somewhat favorable?
Very favorable.
Thank you very much. Derek Marine?
No. Yeah, I know who that is. I'll be seeing the commercials. Unfavorable.
Okay. Will you say very unfavorable or somewhat unfavorable?
Yeah, very unfavorable.
Thank you. Donald Trump?
Very unfavorable.
Thank you very much. Democrats in Congress?
Favorable. Very favorable.
Okay. Very favorable. Thank you very much. And last one, First Energy?
What is it?
First Energy?
First Energy?
Yeah.
Favorable.
Okay. Very favorable or somewhat favorable?
Somewhat favorable.
Thank you very much, ma'am. Now, if the election for U.S. Congress were held today, will you vote for the Republican or the Democrat?
The Democrat.
Okay. Thank you very much. Now, if the election for president were held today, for whom will you vote? Republican Donald Trump, Democrat Joe Biden, Independent Robert F. Kennedy Jr., or another candidate?
Joe Biden.
Okay, thank you very much. Now, and if the election for Senate were held today and the candidates were Republican Bernie Moreno and Democrat Sherrod Brown, for whom will you vote?
Sherrod Brown.
Okay. Thank you very much. And if the election for U.S. Congress were held today, for whom will you vote? Republican Derek Marine or Democrat Marcy Kupcher?
Democrat Marcy Kupcher.
Thank you very much, ma'am. Now, is there a chance you might consider voting for Republican Derek Marine, or will you say there is no chance you would consider voting for Republican Derek Marine?
No, I won't.
Okay, thank you very much. Just give me a minute. Now, I'm going to read to you a statement some people have made about Democrat Marcy Kupcher. So Marcy Kupcher is a career politician who has been in Washington for over 40 years. She has become a rubber stamp for the failed liberal agenda of Joe Biden, voting for higher taxes and open borders, inviting millions of illegal migrants into America. It is time for a change. So does this statement make you much less likely to vote for Kupcher, somewhat less likely to vote for her, or does it make no difference? If the statement makes you more likely to vote for her, or you don't think it's true, please say so.
I'm going to still vote for her.
Okay, so it makes no difference.
Mm.
Okay, thank you very much, ma'am. Now, I'm just going to read to you some statements people have made about Republican Derek Marine. After each statement, I want you to please indicate if it makes you much less likely to vote for them, somewhat less likely to vote for them, or makes no difference. If the statement makes you more likely to vote for them, or you don't think it's true, please say so. So the first statement. As a landlord who has received over $100,000 in contributions for real estate special interests, Derek Marine wrote legislation to end mandatory lead pipe testing for rental properties, leaving our children vulnerable to unsafe drinking water so he and his cronies could save some money. He even wrote a bill to allow landlords to evict families on Christmas. So does that make you much less likely to vote for him? Somewhat less likely? No difference? More likely, or you don't think the statement
No difference. Is true. I'm not going to vote for him.
Thank you. So, second statement. Nearly every Republican and Democrat in the legislature voted to allow military spouses to be eligible for unemployment if they quit their jobs to accompany their spouses on military transfers. But Derek Marine voted no. And when nearly every Republican and Democrat voted to allow first responders and firefighters suffering from post-traumatic stress disorder to the job to get workers' compensation, Marine even voted no on that. So does that make you much less likely, somewhat less likely, no difference?
There's no difference. I'm not going to vote for him.
Thank you, ma'am. I just have a few more statements, okay? Thank you for your time. So Derek Marine has a long and dangerous record of fighting to take away women's reproductive rights. Even though the voters of Ohio voted overwhelmingly to keep abortion access legal, Marine supports a federal ban that would overturn Ohio's law and make abortion illegal, even in the case of rape or incest. Marine even wrote legislation that could ban access to IVF treatments. So, again, does that make you much less likely?
No, I'm not going to vote for him, period, on nothing.
Okay. There are just a few more statements left, okay? Thank you. After taking money from First Energy and the criminals involved in the biggest corruption case in state history, Derek Marine was one of the loudest voices in favor of the bill bailing out First Energy. Now, our utility rates are through the roof as we foot the bill for Marine's corruption.
Mm-hmm.
So, does that make you much less likely, somewhat less likely, no difference?
No difference.
Thank you. Now, in the state legislature, Derek Marine supported anti-union laws that drive down wages for workers As mayor of Waterville, he tried to increase health insurance premiums by more than double, while also cutting employees' sick leave by nearly half. In Congress, Marine would stand with those who voted to gut Social Security and Medicare and would raise retirement age. So as well, does that make no difference?
No difference.
Thank you. Mm-hmm. Now the last statement. In the state legislature, Derek Marine sought extravagant upgrades to his office like plush carpeting, new furniture, artwork, and regal signs for lawmakers' offices. So while working families are struggling to make ends meet, the last thing we need in Congress are more politicians only interested in helping themselves rather than looking out for us.
That's all I told him to give him.
No difference.
Yep.
Thank you very much, ma'am. Now, based on what you just heard, what is the reason to vote against Republican Derek Marine? Or will you still vote for Marine?
No, I'm not going to vote for him. I just seen things that I don't like about him.
I'm sorry, what was that again?
For nobody. He's not for the... I'm gonna put it this way, he's not for the right thing. He portrayed it on them commercials, but he's not.
So you said that he's not doing the right thing?
Nope, he's not. He's not for the right thing.
Okay, thank you very much, ma'am. So sometimes, over the course of a survey, people change their minds. So I'll ask again, if the general election for U.S. Congress were held today, for whom will you vote? Republican Derek Marine or Democrat Marcy Kaptchur?
Fine.
Marcy Kaptchur.
You're here, I'll take
Thank
back.
You very much. Just a few more questions. And I have to ask you again, and what will you say is the primary reason not to vote for Republican Derek Marine?
He's not for the right thing.
Thank you very much, ma'am. So this is just for classification purposes. What is the last year of schooling you have completed?
My year of schooling, I completed high school and somewhat college.
Okay. So some college, but not degree?
Mm-hmm. Not a degree.
Okay. Thank you very much, ma'am. So regardless of how you have previously voted, do you think of yourself as a Democrat, a Republican, an Independent, or something else?
I'm a Democrat.
Okay, will you say that you are a strong Democrat, not strong Democrat?
I'm a strong Democrat.
Thank you very much. And how important is politics to your personal identity?
I'm not really into that, but I when it comes down to election time, I look at it, watch it, to hear both sides and stuff like that. I mean,
will you say that it's very important, somewhat important, not too important?
It's very important for people to listen to these candidates. It's very important.
Thank you very much.
Very.
Now, in the 2020 election for president, did you vote for Democrat Joe Biden or Republican Donald Trump?
In the what? I voted for Joe Biden. I'm not voting for no Republicans. I'm sorry.
Thank you.
Even though... I'm just not. I'm a Democrat.
Thank you for your answer, ma'am. So your opinion is very important. Perhaps this concludes our survey. Thank you very much for your time and your participation. Have a great day.
Mm-hmm.
Bye now.